much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
How far is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert? Do you know?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
VIG.
Not my fault.
Dave, the king of Mexico. Period. Dave. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Dave, the king of Mexico.
More at the grocer, but getting less will tell you how to get the most. The f*** are you doing? We need to acknowledge an unfortunate mistake that I made, and one of the teases we bring to you before this program. While we were live just after 10 o'clock, I said a word that many people find offensive. I'm truly sorry. It was a mistake on my part, and I sincerely apologize.
And now...
But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
Our feature presentation.
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we've got our act together here, yeah, because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Yeah, but that wasn't all us. Those are clips from other people.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show, Thursday morning.
14th of April, Angus. Lisa, how you doing?
Good.
What's wrong?
I had two late nights, so I've had two nights and 4 hours of sleep.
Sweet.
So that's, and I really, really try not to do that. But
wow.
Four hours of sleep. Energy drink, so.
Two nights in a row of 4 hours of sleep each?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not enough.
No, that's definitely not.
And the first one's not too bad. You get 4 hours, you'll live.
You even maybe feel a little hyper the
a
next
little,
day.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Second one, you don't feel quite as good.
No.
Let's see if we can...
Go ahead.
I was just saying, let's see if we can guess what kind of action Lisa was having that kept her out late two nights in a row. Think she was playing poker? Think she was flying back and forth to Vegas? Crazy sex? Hanging out with her meth friends? What are the possible options here?
Work in the pole.
Maybe work in the pole?
That's what I think.
For some extra cash?
Yeah.
All right. What plays did you see?
I saw rain and God of Carnage.
That's what I thought. I thought it was more plays.
Well, wait, you said you didn't mean to or you didn't want to.
What? Oh, I just try not to, but I can't help it if they schedule them two nights in a row.
Oh,
you
I
know,
see.
Shows I really want to see. But the last one, I know I'm not supposed to talk about this, but James Gandolfini was in the one last night. He was pretty good.
Oh, how's he doing? Is he still fat?
Yes. He is. He's really fat.
Doesn't
really,
but
he's a great actor.
Big, yeah.
He doesn't seem like he's ever going to thin up.
Slim down?
Not.
I don't think it's in his plan.
No.
No.
And if it was, I don't think it would make any difference. You know,
the thing is, it works for him. His bulk works for him.
Does it?
Yeah, because, you know, he gets really, like in this particular show, he gets super angry and aggressive, and his face gets all red, and if he wasn't like that big guy, it wouldn't have the same impact.
I got you.
You feel like he could tear you from limb to limb.
You don't put him on the Bobcat Goldthwait diet and expect him to still be as menacing as what you're saying.
I don't think so, no.
Interesting. I may have to be an actor then, just so I can stay fat. Hey, here's an interesting story, by the way. I could have saved this for showbiz, but I found this interesting. In a bizarre move, China's television censors have issued new guidelines that all but ban television dramas that feature... What do you suppose they're banning on television in China? It's a plot device.
Plot device?
Divorce?
Oh, good guess, Lisa.
Is it something moral like that?
No.
Overthrowing the government?
That's another good guess. It's actually, and I'll tell you because you'll never guess, it's so bizarre, they're all but banning time travel on television.
Time travel?
Why?
March 31st, the State Administration for Radio, Film, and Television said that TV dramas that involve characters traveling back in time lack positive thoughts and meaning. The guidelines discouraging this type of show say that some, quote, casually make-up myths have monstrous and weird plots, use absurd tactics, and even promote feudalism, superstition, fatalism, and reincarnation. So they don't want you to be able to do time travel. So, you know, you couldn't air Heroes, for instance, on Chinese television right now.
That's
you know,
bizarre.
You can't show Back to the Future in China on television anymore.
Is it really that they just want people to know there is no escape? Just get over it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Could be. Could be.
Don't even dream about going somewhere else.
And
you're
even
here.
Even something like Fringe, where it's an
alternate universe.
They're not necessarily going back or forward in time, but they're going sideways.
One of the most popular programs in China is about protagonists that go back to ancient times. There's a show called Palace, which is one of the hottest TV shows there. A woman falls in love with a Qing dynasty painting, travels back in time, and then falls in love with several princes in the time. And apparently the Chinese government doesn't approve, doesn't like that distortion of history.
I thought you were talking about, you know, TV shows that are imported. You're talking about the ones they make?
No, time travel on television.
I know.
Yeah,
but
doesn't matter who makes it.
Oh, wow. That's so bizarre. It's a good thing they had all their other problems worked out.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I mean?
Good point.
I mean, we do complain about our country a lot, and people don't like the way the government interferes with many aspects of our life. But it's not China, that's for sure. At least we can make whatever television shows we want and put them on for the most part.
DVDs are a lot cheaper though there, so you got that balance.
Well, that's true too. You know? So,
all right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Stop talking. I'm trying desperately to ignore the treacly sweet inanity of your asinine conversation. But now I've got bile in my mouth.
Ooh. Wow.
Tough.
A little rough.
How do you go after that?
You don't. We have your Coachella tickets today.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's how you go after that. And
maybe the strangest, possibly worst contest we've ever done for Coachella tickets.
Oh, possibly best.
Possibly best. Really? Unlikely.
Unlikely. I agree.
If the Chinese government heard today's show, they would want to ban it.
That's correct, yes. And we'll explain it to you next hour. Tell you all about it in about 45 minutes. And then we'll give you some time to prepare. And then you're gonna compete for the 3-day Coachella tickets.
All right.
We have Matt Money Smith.
F and F.
Talking about Kobe Bryant, among other things.
Yeah, and the bizarre verdict in the Barry Bonds trial yesterday, which has everybody just scratching their head.
I didn't see that. I only saw the headline.
They convicted him on obstruction of justice, yet could not reach a verdict on the perjury charges.
Obstruction of justice, but not perjury.
But not perjury.
Perjury was the big one, right? That he lied on the stand.
Exactly, yeah. But they're saying you managed to obstruct justice, but we're not sure that you lied.
They said so, it's because they had to keep, like he wouldn't answer questions. They had to keep pulling out details during the grand jury.
Right.
That he wasn't forthcoming.
Oh, I see. So he was just...
He was trying to block him.
Not
somehow.
Cooperative. Yeah.
So I don't know whether... We'll talk with the money about this. I don't know whether they'll end up retrying him on those other charges. I mean, they've got an awful lot of... The government has an awful lot of money invested in this case to just come up with obstruction of justice, which probably won't even meet any jail time for Barry Bonds. Probably just might mean like a house arrest for a while or something like that. So
it does have to be a lot of pressure in these high-profile cases.
Sure.
You know, everybody's watching. Everybody's got to see what's happening. And you go, I couldn't prove it, so...
I mean, honestly, and again, we'll talk more about this later, but if I were the prosecution in that case, I would say, did anyone see how big Barry Bonds' head got over the last 10 years he was playing? Case closed.
Yeah.
The prosecution rests. That's all you need to know.
Here's a before picture. Here's an after picture.
That's all you need to know. Look, if I can look at this and tell what's going on, tell me the guy in the picture didn't know what was going on. Have a good time, jury. They could have had the prosecution could have been done in 5 minutes.
That would have been great. The trial of the century would have been awesome. Look, here. Okay, now, let's go get a break. Let's go to lunch. We're going to talk to JB Fox today.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
She's slumming it on our show. And we have Ask a Madam, which I think is going to be fascinating. She runs the Mustang Ranch. And that's a famous brothel. And it's legal, and she's in charge of it.
And
she's a former prostitute herself. She knows what she's talking about, and she runs the place with all those girls. Fascinating. I'm sure you read her article that Alex sent us. But they get 40 applicants a day, Lisa, from women who want to be prostitutes at the Mustang Ranch.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't it something? 40 a day.
And what do you get on waiting list? Or
I don't know.
You should really have the pick, right?
Do they vote? Yeah, I mean...
I would feel, if I were one of the ladies working there, I would be worried every day that I was going to get fired because, you know, you got that much new blood coming in all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
like Logan's Run, man, the day you turn 30, you're out of there.
Maybe you just have to try out so you can see the skills.
Right.
You know, that's the best case scenario. So we're going to have her in the studio and we're going to give you a chance to call in and ask a madam. That's coming up as well. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Ralph Garman is on vacation this week. We are picking up the slack with the Showbiz Beat every hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of Ralph, he reminded us yesterday that even though he's not on the radio, he is going to be appearing live this weekend. If you want to join him for his Hollywood Babylon Saturday night up there at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, he is going to be working this week with our friend Bill Burr. Tell me how much fun that's going to be.
He was so great at foolishness.
Yep.
So
Bill
great.
Burr is an awesome, awesome comedian, and you can see him and Ralph Garman together doing their hilarious podcast, Hollywood Babylon, this Saturday night. So you can go to BabylonRalph.com to get your tickets. It's a fun live time. Let's start the showbiz report this hour talking about Kobe Bryant. Even though it's mostly a sports story, Beer Mug brought up an interesting point. We were talking about it before you came in, Kevin. Of course, he got the $100,000 fine for using both F-words toward a referee yesterday, or 2 days ago now. Now, Muggs, you were saying that you don't even think the ref heard it, and that the only reason he got this fine is because the television camera happened to be on Kobe for that second, and it broadcast, so you could read his lips.
Yeah, I mean, it shows Kobe slamming the chair when he fouls out. And then he just says, it looks like under his breath, it didn't look like he yelled it or anything. He said the double F word, and the camera was on him, and then the NBA fined him.
Isn't that interesting that perhaps if the camera had been on the coach, or if the camera had been on the, you know, the guy, other guy involved in the foul or whatever.
Total luck, right.
A fluke, that 1 second of television, thanks to TNT, ended up costing Kobe $100,000.
Yeah. Although that's not going to kill him, let's be honest.
Yeah.
No, Muggs was suggesting that maybe that's $10 to you and me.
Yeah. But flagrant foul, I mean, it does seem like that's a little rough for that kind of language.
That's another double F. How about that? So. How interesting. So he did apologize yesterday. He did say he is going to appeal the fine. But, yeah, that's pretty serious money. I mean, is that the largest money fine they give out in the NBA?
$100,000? I don't know. They don't fine people very often. It's the NBA.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Halle Berry, could be one of the hottest women alive. Now, I don't know if you have paid attention to the women that ride on the backs of motorcycles.
Okay.
They're not the nines and tens for the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part, they're the twos and threes.
You're saying if you see a woman on the back of a motorcycle.
For the most part, yes.
Right. She's a Yeti.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, apparently X17.com took a bunch of pictures with her. She was hopping on the back of a Harley Davidson last Tuesday and rode off into the sunset with her current boyfriend. Okay. And you look at the back of a motorcycle, you see Halle Berry, you go, no way! What's happening here? This is fantastic!
Yeah, she's a good one. Catherine Zeta-Jones had a surprise announcement yesterday. She is in, I won't say rehab, but she has checked herself into a place to deal with her bipolar 2 disorder. Now, I didn't know there were different kinds of bipolar. Did you?
Mm-mm.
There's bipolar 2?
Yes. Apparently, the Los Angeles Times says people with bipolar 2 swing from severe depression to a milder and briefer manic state called hypomania. It's affected by stress, and it's less paralyzing than bipolar 1 would be.
Huh.
They are not impaired to the extent that folks with bipolar 1 can be. People notice a change, but it's not extreme. That just sounds to me like regular moodiness.
Yeah, it's bipolar light.
That's what it sounds like. Her rep, by the way, says that Catherine Zeta-Jones is feeling great. She's looking forward to starting work this week on two upcoming films. And an article in The Hollywood Reporter says that it's not an uncommon malady in Hollywood. Carrie Fisher suffers from bipolar 2. Linda Hamilton, the star of The Terminator. Jane Pauley from Dateline NBC. Russell Brand has bipolar 2. Mel Gibson, Britney Spears, Pete Wentz, Phil Spector, Brian Wilson. I mean, that's quite a list of people.
That's a cool thing to have now. Maybe it's trendy.
Apparently, it's very, very
stars
high.
Are going to their agents and going, get me that that bipolar thing. That seems to be working.
It gets you in the news, and it's not that serious. It's interesting that she's not trying to turn this into, I'm not bipolar, I'm bi-winning, like someone might. But she's apparently going with bipolar too.
Amy Winehouse is turning things around. This is hard to believe.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe, but photographers for the British tabloid The London Sun apparently took some pictures of her. She's looking much better. She's putting on some weight.
Oh, she needed that.
Which
very
she
badly.
Needed desperately. She was just about to just die just from skinniness. Can you do that?
It's called starvation.
I think you can starve yourself to death, sure.
The Grammy-winning singer was made up tastefully. She didn't look like a clown had been crying all day. And she's been hard at work on her new album, and this is where they lose me. I can almost believe this story right up until this point. And learning ballet in her spare time. Amy Winehouse.
I don't see her being able to pull that off.
So you decide if you want to, you know, trust the London Sun on this particular story. I am not.
Why won't she make another record?
I think she's in trouble, Bean. I mean, I really think she's out of control.
Yeah.
But there have been a lot of people who have been in the kind of shape that she's in who still managed to go into a studio over the course of 5 years and lay down vocals. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm. It just seems crazy. I mean, that's what she needs. That's what she needs to rehab, no pun intended, her image, though, is to give us something else to think about when we mention Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't care. Maybe she just has no interest in doing it.
Well, now, I hadn't thought about that. I guess that's possible. Yeah, interesting. I'm not a big wrestling fan, but if you are, this may be the best opportunity to do something with a wrestling legend that you'll ever have. Mick Foley, who, of course, is Mankind, is doing some work on behalf of the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. That's the charity I think that Tori Amos started. I know she has certainly talked about it with us on the program for many times. And he's trying to raise a bunch of money for them to continue the great work that they do. So he is offering to mow your lawn.
What?
Anyone who donates $5,000 to the charity Mankind will come to your house, not for meet and greet, not for lunch, not to shake a hand and get a photo, but he will mow your lawn.
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
I've never heard ever of a celebrity making that offer to raise money for a good cause.
Because you would think they'd go through the list of what, how can I help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Well, you can wrestle me in the ring. You know what I mean? Like,
makes a lot of sense, yes.
You can come up with those kinds of ideas, but him coming over and mowing your lawn is one of the strangest things I've ever heard.
Unless he's already fallen on hard times and he has a lawn mowing business already. I don't know if that's what's going on here, but I doubt it. He also is going to be matching every donation in the month of April up to $10,000. So if you make any donation to the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, Mick Foley, we'll match it for you.
Wow.
But, you know, there's a wrestling fan out there who's going to take him up on that just because it'll be so awesome to have Mankind come to your house.
That's bizarre. That's bizarre beyond words.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, honey, listen, I got to stay home today. We got a dude coming over to mow the lawn. It'd be so funny, too, if it was somebody that really let it go.
Right.
Really, that's going to take a lot of work. That would be the best. Paris Hilton, just turned 30. How about that? She just turned 30, and apparently...
Does she think it's hot?
Neiman Marcus store in Beverly Hills, no, she doesn't, told National Enquirer that she was at the beauty counter whining about everything from face lines, from lines to cellulite. She dropped over $1,000.
Dude.
On products while complaining that it's so gross to get old.
That's hot.
Now, I can see that a woman like her would not want to start looking old because what else does she have?
Right.
I mean, she's not like she's talented.
Right.
But $1,000?
I mean, she got famous first based on her name and her family, and then second based on being, at least in some people's eyes, attractive. And if she loses that, you're right, there's not going to be much interest in seeing Paris Hilton do anything.
It's so weird. Just
at some point, we won't even want to see her in a sex tape.
If you went into a counter, could you spend $1,000?
Mm-hmm.
I think in Neiman Marcus you could, yeah.
What?
Oh, they've got concealing creams that are $300 for a tube of it or something.
What?
Yeah. It's true. There's this cream called Creme de la Mer that's like, I think it's like $350, $400 for a regular size jar.
Well, don't get that.
I don't.
That's bizarre. I didn't know you could spend that much on face cream.
It's not hard.
Insert joke here.
And again, where's Gene Simmons when we need him?
Yeah.
And again, for Paris Hilton, $1,000 is like spending a nickel to us. So what does she care, right?
That's bizarre.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Oscar-winning actor Adrian Brody is 38 years old today. Brad Packer from the movies, the John Hughes movies, Anthony Michael Hall, 43 years old today. Kevin, your friend Brad Garrett has a birthday today. He is 51. Little Abigail Breslin, what a fine little actor she is. Probably best known for Little Miss Sunshine. She's 15 now.
Oh, my
Buffy,
God.
Sarah Michelle Gellar turns 34. And the great baseball legend who will never be in the Hall of Fame until after he's dead, Pete Rose, is 70 today. And that is the showbiz.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Don't forget, this weekend we're going to be out at Coachella, and a bunch of the bands are going to be stopping by. Flogging Molly will be doing that. Interpol, the Aquabats, the Black Keys, Arcade Fire. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on out there, and you can hear it live on K-Rock. It is 19 minutes after 6.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Speaking of the Coachella, Ella, weekend, which is fast approaching, every day this week on the show, we've been giving you a chance to win tickets. And tomorrow, as I understand it, we have Coachella tickets every single hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's going to be your very last chance to win them, because obviously, by the time you win them tomorrow, you got to get in the car and go, because it's happening starting tomorrow. Yesterday, we were all surprised. If you were listening at this time, you heard us start people singing in the morning. Put them on the phone, have them start singing their favorite song or some song that they liked from a band that they were excited about singing Coachella. And we told them to just keep on singing throughout the morning, and we would keep going back to the phones to see if they were still singing. I don't think anyone expected that at the very end of the show, we would still have three of those five contestants that would still be going strong.
I know we didn't. We didn't even discuss it because we figured, oh, you know, people will have to drop off or they'll have to go to work or school or something. And, you know, you just have to outlast everybody else. We weren't thinking that by the end of the show, we would have three people that still deserve the tickets. And honestly, we would love nothing more than to give them all three tickets. But we don't have access to those tickets.
It's
super tight.
That's what she said.
I know it's hard to believe, but there are a bunch of people here at the station that can't go.
Beer mug. Well, isn't Beer Mug officially at the bottom of every single list for all three things?
He is. And he'll stumble his way in somehow if I know Beer Mug.
The maintenance crew was by here a little while ago. They're so psyched about going, Mugs. They can't wait. Great. They can't wait to make it. So we did the contest yesterday. We had you start singing, and I thought, an hour in, an hour and a half in, people would start dropping off, and then maybe the winner would be, 2 hours in. I thought the 2 hours from when we started, certainly we'd have, one man standing by that point. No, we had three left at the end.
Yeah.
And because we're a classy, well-organized show, we did play Radio Rock, Paper, Scissors, and that's how we finally decided it, and we did send Adriana to Coachella for all 3 days, and she could not have been more excited.
Now, I gotta tell you, that's how, and I'm not joking about this, that's how we make decisions at my house.
Is
rock, paper, scissors?
Yes. It's my wife and I rock, paper, scissors, and that's binding. Like, that is an acceptable way of making a decision.
I think it's fair.
I think it's reasonable. I think everybody gets a shot, right?
Exactly. And then, if you learn what to do, like how they play, then you could win most of them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it on the phone with somebody else, it's really almost impossible to know what they're going to do.
So that was yesterday. Today we've got a new way that also sort of involves you performing. There is a little bit of singing, rapping involved this time. But we're giving you fair warning now. And when are we actually playing the game? How long from right now does the game actually get on the radio?
It's about an
hour and 15 minutes?
Yeah,
maybe?
An hour and 15 minutes, yeah.
Okay, so you've got plenty of time to rehearse. You've got plenty of time to practice. Kevin, you put up a post at kevinandbean.com. Why don't you explain what we need?
Well, what we need is a rap. We're going to have a rap battle. Why? Because you guys can't do it, and it'll be funny. But we put the music up that we're going to play for your rap battle. It's up at kevinandbean.com, so you can listen to the clip. It's Kanye West Power. You can listen to the clip, the exact music that we're going to play, and work out your battle rap, between now and a little bit over an hour from now. And then we'll have people call in, and we'll have a rap battle.
Okay, so you got nothing but time to prepare your flows, is what you're saying.
I didn't say that, but yes.
All right, and then we'll just take as many calls as we have time for, a little over an hour from right now. So go to kevinandbean.com right now, listen to the Kanye West bed that you're going to be rapping over, and then I think the directions would be that we're looking for your song, either about the Coachella Festival itself, or about why you need tickets, why you want to go, what you're looking forward to.
In a battle rap, you have to put other people down. So I think this should be why you need these tickets over everyone else.
Oh, interesting.
Because we only have one pair of tickets to give away today, so then this is how we're doing it. So you have to stand out as the person that deserves it the most. And in rap battles, basically, it's just insulting each other. You don't have to tell most people that. You know, I grew up that way in rap battles.
Sure.
I was in Detroit, and I was on stage, and there was a movie.
Now, you spent half your life on the 8 Mile. I know, man.
That's right.
I know.
That's right.
Well, I'm very excited about this for no good reason, because it's going to be horrible. But we are going to try it, and it is your way to win the tickets. And we are definitely giving you an early heads up so that you've got time to prepare. And we're actually even letting you hear the music that you're going to be rapping to. So I think we've done our part. There's not much more we can do.
Here's the music. We'll play it for you now, too, just so you can know what you're going to be rapping over. Closing on closing the show on Sunday night. I'm sure you've heard this song. You know, no one man can have all that. Ow, wow. Maybe I should write a rap.
Yeah, I would pay to hear that.
And then I could get an extra pair for my friend. So this clip is up at kevinandbean.com.
Yeah, you got all the time in the world to write your rap and then rehearse it. Now, did Omar do a rap as an intro for the game that we're going to be hearing next hour?
I am not privy to that.
I hope so.
I certainly hope so, too, because because every call will be better than Omar.
Yes, absolutely.
Rapping. So that's what you do. You go to KevinBee.com. You work out your rap ahead of time. We're giving you the music. You can listen to the music online. And then a little over from an hour from now, we are going to have a rap battle, which, of course, we're known for here at the Kevin and Bean Show. So check that.
Hang on. You go on without me. I'm ordering the Catherine and William engagement jigsaw puzzle right now. I got to get this on online before they sell out.
God, I can't wait till this is over.
Royal wedding happens, I think it's 2 weeks from tomorrow, I want to say, with Prince, you know, it's weird. Prince Will.i.am is getting married. Weird that he's making so much headlines with Kate Middleton.
I don't think that's it. It's Prince William.
This is unbelievable, by the way. I was reading this article about the Royal app that is being released on April 18th for Apple and Android phones. There are dozens of Royal apps, but they're having an official one. They're having an official one that's coming out on April the 18th. It's going to have everything you need to know, you know, pictures of the gifts, information about the guest, pictures of the dress and the suits, of where they're getting married, and also a historical look at previous royal weddings going back to Queen Victoria in 1840.
Oh,
you can get
God.
All of that on your app. I bet you the jigsaw puzzle, it is estimated, by the way, that the City of London will make more than over $1.5 million will be spent in rental income from people who are coming in and renting hotels and apartments so that they can be there for the royal wedding. There is there's, of course, everything you can imagine for your kitchen for the royal wedding. I mean, they're coming out with china and appliances and cups and all sorts of stuff like that. The Royal Bank is issuing a royal wedding commemorative coin. There are royal wedding commemorative stamps coming out. Of course, you heard we talked about the crown jewels condoms and the royal wedding vomit bag. Those are items that are available.
That's awesome, by the way. Now, that's getting funny with the vomit bags.
That one not necessarily authorized by the estate. There's No More Weighty Katie nail polish. That's a new item. No More Weighty Katie nail polish, because she's not waiting around anymore, because now they're getting married.
That's good.
The William and Kate dress-up dolly book. The Royal Wedding for Dummies book is coming out. There's going to be a wedding podcast. Within hours of the Westminster Abbey service, Kevin, you're going to be able to go to iTunes, and you're going to be able to download and own the wedding forever. It just never stops. It goes on and on and on.
It will stop, right? I mean, here's the problem with stuff like this. The problem is that I don't care about the wedding at all. Okay. Mm-hmm. What you do is you just ignore it and pay attention to other things.
Not possible.
Every once in a while, it isn't possible, and it's everywhere you look. And
yes.
They slap you in the face with it, and you just go, look, I didn't care. Now I'm getting antagonistic. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's like too much. It's in my face all the time. All right, already. They're getting married.
But once the wedding happens, then we can concentrate on the honeymoon, and then we can start the countdown to the first kid.
No, please, God, no.
Well, I just know that there must be some way that I can get involved. How can I let the royal couple know how I feel about them being married, Kevin?
Here's the latest. here's the latest thing. Yahoo and I think ABC also has put up a virtual guest book. So you know how when you go to a wedding, if there's a book there, you say, "Hey, best of luck." You put your name and you write them a little message. Well, this you can do this online. Zero chance they're going to see it, by the way.
You're not going to the wedding.
That's just my take, is that everybody just wants to write stuff down so that they feel like they're a part of it. But at no point is Yahoo going to go to William and Kate and go, hey, you want to read our guest book? And they're going to go, yeah, that'd be great.
Now, isn't the point of the guest book that it's a nice souvenir for the happy couple that they can then, in later years, look back on their book and go, oh, yeah, this is so-and-so was at the wedding and they had this to say, and oh, here's my parents, and oh, here's what... Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be a personal thing, right?
The people that matter to them, that are at the wedding, yes. Everyone else around the world that's not at the wedding, why do they care?
I don't know, but I don't want to go to any weddings unless there's royal tea bags, salt and pepper shakers, mugs, coasters, engagement ring replicas, spoons, ashtrays, keychains, tote bags, fridge magnets, paperweights, pens, clocks, figurines, and other royal wedding tchotchkes. I don't want to go to any wedding unless it has all of those.
Wow, see what I'm talking about? That's, for a person who doesn't care about the wedding, all of a sudden there's 7,000 items, and it's everywhere. In the next 2 weeks, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
So who are the kind of people that would log on to Yahoo, say, and leave a message for Kate and William?
Well, we did it yesterday because it looks like they just put up the messages. You could actually read what other people wrote in the guest book. So we started reading it, and it was very, very bizarre to read people act like they care. Here's one that somebody wrote. OMG, I can't believe that I'm actually giving advice from my little brain to two people with the most beautiful smiles ever. I just want to say, no matter what, don't drift apart. I love you two. And this is from Hasana Mariha in Malaysia.
Wow. Now, do you think Hosanna honestly believes
that
William and Kate are up online right now reading what everybody has to say to them? Wow.
Edelin from the Philippines says, marriage is a commitment so deep, so full, that it doesn't care how much should be given. It gives everything. And so strong, it doesn't depend on feelings. May you have a happy marriage. What? I mean, really?
What are they supposed to do with that?
So then I said, well, we should totally comment and see. Remember when we did that on Time Magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Time?
Yes.
I think so.
And you could send in whatever questions you had or anything like that. And we realized that there was no screening going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave out the information and people would write the funniest stuff and it would be on there.
Yeah.
So that was my first instinct, was we've got to send them a message. So first I'm in Omar's studio and he doesn't have that capability on the computer. So I go into King of Mexico and I go, pull this up. This is going to be fun. So he pulls it up and we go, oh, read others. Okay, now leave a message. So I'm saying what we want to leave the message to be in Dave's writing. Okay. And so I said, the secret to a long, happy marriage. Happy marriage. Is anal.
Yeah.
Oh! So, and then Dave goes, oh, I'm not going to write that. And I was like, what? Why?
Is he worried about offending the princess?
Or security coming to pick? He wouldn't do it. And then he looked back and he made sure, like, his Yahoo name. Oh, yeah, it says my name there. I don't want to do that.
What did he think was going to happen to
him? I can't imagine what he thinks would have happened.
And by the way, how about let's hear it for Kevin for giving some good advice,
right,
too.
Hey, Dave, come in here if you give a second. Honestly, and I was yelling at him, and I thought he was kidding around. I thought it was one of those things where he would rather not, but of course he would. He just would have none of it. He did not want his name attached to that. And it's pretty good advice, if I might say so myself.
That's funny.
So, Dave, what was the problem?
Look, man. I ain't about to offend the royal.
Yeah, you're
family.
Not. You know why? They're not going to ever read this. What you're going to do is entertain people like us.
All I need is, a knock on my door and guys in black suits coming in to take me away.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
That's what I need.
But that's going to happen?
Look, I'm not a duke like you are.
That's true. So, that's a good point. Kevin can hide behind his royal
exactly.
title.
Exactly.
So then he...
Dave may not even be here legally. He does have to be a little bit more careful than you do when dealing with the government.
He's not dealing with the government!
Me and the government are not friends. So,
here's Access Hollywood talking about
Access Hollywood and Yahoo have a way for you to be part of the excitement. We invite you to leave your well wishes and give advice to the happy couple if you have it. Visit the Yahoo Guestbook and share your ideas and thoughts for William and Kate at royalguestbook.yahoo.com.
All right. That's great. So so here are some others that are serious. You two are a sweet match. Woohoo! Kiss her gently and softly with so much emotion. Wrap her closely and tight. Blessings shall befall you.
That person should be arrested.
What's
Forget Dave.
Happening? there are a few funny ones, and this is what made me think that they would post it, is Bill Rigby in England wrote, eat bananas every day. I don't know what that means.
Good advice for the kids.
Marie said, oh, no, not you again. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
I have no great words of advice. All I can say is good luck and don't mess up. So I tried all of these, and I haven't seen any of them show up yet. Dave sent me the link. He's like, here's the link. Don't be bad like I am. So the first one I put was The Secret to the Marriage. And then I put William's already cheating. I thought that'd be funny. And then I put, don't for a second think about how things went for Princess Diana.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
100K.
But look, before we get hate, the idea of doing this on the guest book is to offend people. You get that, right?
Yes.
Everyone gets that, so they're not, oh, he's so mean. I want to, because it's never going to get to, wait, Kate and William, and the people that are leaving messages are who I'm trying to get at. So I'm trying to think of offensive stuff. This type of close scrutiny guarantees a long, happy marriage. I wrote that one. I haven't seen any of these up, by the way, which is ridiculous.
So you think they've got a moderator who's screening the messages?
Can
they
one
just
of
went
you please
nothing take, but positive messages?
Can one of you please take out the queen?
Oh, wow. Wow. That's William's mother.
I know. Isn't that funny?
How am I looking now, right?
Come on.
Good decision, right?
No. Yes. This is...
You distance yourself from Kevin.
And
nice,
are the
nice
men
job,
in black
going
to show up at my door with a pen and erase
yes,
my
they,
memory?
Not a pen.
Yes,
no.
They are. But that hasn't happened a bunch. And then the last one I wrote was, you guys should elope the day before the wedding. Because I thought that'd be funny with all of the press and everybody's going to be there and they're gone and they're not going to be there. But so far they haven't posted anything yet. But you people that have any kind of guts, you need to sign that book. You need to go on there and entertain the rest of us because Dave is a fail.
Hey, tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have Coachella tickets for you for this weekend's three-day music festival. Tickets for you every single hour tomorrow. Today, we only have one pair to give away, but I think you're going to enjoy it very much because in about 45 minutes, we're going to do a Kevin and Bean rap battle for Coachella tickets.
I think the people who aren't competing are going to enjoy it more than the people
yes,
who are.
Absolutely. As you know, Kanye West is closing out the festival this year, so we've chosen one of his songs as the music bed that you're going to be using, his very popular song called Power. You Good, Kevin. Go to KevinAndBean.com right now, and you can have it. You can listen to it. You can work with it. You can write your rap. You can be ready to go on the mic in about 45 minutes from right now, and then we'll just pick the best one, and that person will win tickets for all 3 days of Coachella. Now, Omar has created an intro for the game that we're going to play next hour, right?
He has, yeah.
And you think it's good that Omar created an intro because that'll make all the listeners sound so much better compared
yeah,
to him?
Yeah, they'll feel a lot better about themselves.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's hear what that's going to sound like.
All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh. Kevin and Bean, 2011. Y'all ready? Here we go. Kevin and Bean's rap battle to the death. You rap till you run out of breath. So if you're the best rapper and nobody can stop you, you'll get tickets to Coachella. Hella. Yeah.
Going on.
Okay, fine. All right. Go to KevinAndBean.com, listen to that music bed, and then create your rap, and we'll have you on there in about 45 minutes to try to win your way into Coachella.
Why do you need to be there and everybody else needs to not be there? Because this is one pair, and everybody rapping is competing against each other in a battle.
By the way, Kevin Bean token black listener Anel wrote to me wanting to know if we're allowing African-Americans in the contest because they have an obvious unfair advantage. And I told him, yeah, it's open to anybody. Anybody. Showbiz Beat, in for Ralph Garman. It's us, Kevin and Bean. He's on vacation this week. He will be back on Monday. A quick mention, if you missed our interview with Kat Von D a couple of days ago, the beautiful Kat Von D, who we love so much, you can find it in the podcast from 2 days ago. And she was in to promote an event that's happening today that we wanted to remind you of. She is raising money for the Japanese people as a result of their earthquake and tsunami, and she's doing it in a great way with she and her fine staff down there at High Voltage on La Brea are going to be doing tattoos, Japanese-themed tattoos. They've got 10 different designs you can choose from. It costs you $200 to get a tattoo from some of the best tattoo artists in the world, and all of the proceeds will go to Japan. We have all those details up at KevinBean.com. High Voltage Tattoo. It happens today starting at noon until 10 p.m. So you not only get to meet Kat, get a great tattoo, do it for a great cause, you might find yourself on TV too because they are currently filming the next season of her television show as well. L.A. Inc.
Will Ferrell starts his 4-episode arc on The Office tonight.
Oh, I can't wait.
Have you seen the teases for it? They look so funny.
Yes, they do.
He's going to play D'Angelo Vickers, a man obsessed with the American Southwest, and told the New York Times he'll be even more incompetent than Steve Carell's character. So, and that's saying something.
But I don't know what they're going to end up doing. Who's going to run that office after this season? Who knows?
I don't know. They keep misleading people because they really are making it sound like he's going to take over.
Right.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
But clearly, I think he's going to do something that will make him not be the guy, and then they'll bring in the real guy.
Look, NBC can't afford Will Ferrell full-time.
Right.
Let's be honest.
But for four episodes starting tonight, they can.
Oh, that's so great to have those guys back together. Of course, Will Ferrell and Steve Carell were together in the Anchorman movie, too, so it's going to be awesome to see them working together. Speaking of television, as you know, and Kevin, we may have to have your wife on to find out how she's going to deal with the end of Oprah. She is signing off. Her last episode is going to be May 25th. Has she picked a new show? What's she going to do with her days once Oprah's gone?
I don't know. B, I'm under the impression that there is a party being planned.
Well, of course
not. Not a party, a wake.
Awake.
Yeah, where they all sit and cry and hold hands. So I'm going to need to be out of the house that day.
And usually she would turn to Oprah when she was that sad, but she's not going to be able to anymore. Well, details are starting to come out about the final month of Oprah. As you can imagine, every show is important because every show is one closer to the end. And it has been announced that President Obama and the First Lady are going to be appearing on one of the final episodes of the Oprah Winfrey Show. They're going to be taping it on April the 27th. It will air on May 2nd. So that's a pretty good get. And by the way, in case you were wondering, they're looking for more than $1 million for 30-second ad in that final Oprah show. I mean, that's unbelievable cash for daytime television.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it is going to be an event.
Oh, man. And that's D-Day, too, by the way. The final show is when she says it's time.
No.
Oh, that's when Oprah is going to have all the women in the country rise up?
And then all the women are going to kill their men, and I'm first. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go like that. She won't even, if she can say it's, and my wife will take me out.
she's got her finger on the trigger, right. She's just waiting for the word.
And Oprah said, it's been a thrill to, no, she didn't say it's time.
Hey, coming up next at the Kevin DeBean Show, we're going to talk to our friend Matt Money Smith from the Petrus and Money Show all about the Barry Bonds bizarre verdict yesterday, and also what's going on with Kobe Bryant with the $100,000 fine for the homophobic slur, and also what happens to the Lakers if they get chicken pox, which is a real concern at this point. So all of that coming up next on the Kevin DeBean Show. Today's celebrity birthdays: baseball great Pete Rose turns 70 today. Academy Award winning actor Adrian Brody is 38. Anthony Michael Hall, probably still best known from the John Hughes movies that he made back in the 80s, I would imagine.
Sure.
But he's done a lot of work since then. He's 43 years old today. Comedian Brad Garrett turns 51. Little Abigail Breslin, Little Miss Sunshine herself, is almost all grown up. She's 15 years old today. And Buffy, Sarah Michelle Gellar, 34. And that is your showbiz beat.
He won't sleep until he's sure the controllers are awake. Quote from Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, who also says it's absolutely outrageous and unacceptable that the overnight shift at some airports has just one person who, in some cases, fell asleep. The latest in Reno, immediate remedy, put two people in the tower. Bob Hope in Ontario get extras. Amid talk about reducing the federal deficit, will the Justice Department spend more money trying Barry Bonds again?
It's not over for Bonds at all. He is convicted of one count of obstruction of justice and will be sentenced for that, and he still could face a retrial on the three charges of perjury. While the jury was deadlocked in favor of acquittal on the counts of perjury relating to if he knowingly used steroids.
The key word, said one juror, was knowingly. Though evidence was presented, he acted like a man very juiced. Kobe apologetic for calling that man an effing F, but it was a ref, and the fat fine may stick. 70s and 80s? 55 at K-Rock. I'm Doc on the Rock.
Keep listening. This week is your last chance to win sold-out tickets.
To Coachella. 106.7 KROQ FM and HD1. Pasadena, Los Angeles. Orange County. Rock of the 80s, HD2.
Weep for yourself, my man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself. Take all the courage you have left and waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? mine. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man. You'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face. Your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really beat it up this time, didn't I, my dear?
Seven K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Oh, this is going to be a fun hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We got the rap battle for Coachella tickets in about a half an hour. Oscar winner Jamie Foxx is going to be joining us, talking about his new film, Rio. And right now on the phone, how about our old friend Matt Money Smith from the Petros & Money nationally syndicated radio show. Money, how are you, man?
I'm good. You always do this to me.
What?
What?
You bring me on, and you say it's going to be a great hour.
Right.
The people are waiting to hear from Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, it's for other reasons. It's
You're
never you.
You're going to give them tickets to Coachella.
Right,
right. This lineup is ridiculous.
Yeah,
right.
And then you're going to ask them to suffer through me.
So then we bring
minutes.
You on, and we go, okay, as long as, you know, when he gets off.
That, I mean, it really makes me feel inadequate.
Then like, the fun starts.
Right. We have a great hour plus Matt Money Smith. That's how we're selling it. Yeah. All right. Listen, when we asked producer Alex to call and book you for today, it was because of all the stuff that's swirling around the Lakers, especially the Kobe Bryant fine. But since that phone call was made, the Barry Bonds jury came back in. And we wanted to just mention that briefly before we move on, because that's a huge story, has many, many implications for many, many people. How did they find him guilty on obstruction of justice? But they could not reach a verdict on the perjury charges. Help me understand this, Money.
Yeah, my understanding is they felt that the defense presented a very compelling case that the witnesses the government used were not reliable. And that then introduced enough, you know, I guess it planted that seed of doubt where you couldn't convict on those because they just didn't like the witnesses that testified, I guess. And that's why they kept asking for those transcripts over and over and over.
So guilty of obstruction of justice has to be a much lesser charge, right?
Absolutely.
He's not even going to go to jail, is he, Matt?
I don't think so. Here's what I will tell you, though. I think the interesting thing here is because and I didn't like this trial from the start, and I know everyone hates Bonds, and you know what, he is a giant a-hole. I mean, everyone I talked to who had to cover him say that without question he is the worst human being they ever had to come across
right.
in the world of sports.
And that's so, not to take anything away from him as a phenomenal athlete and beloved in the city of San Francisco for his performance on the field, but I think even people in San Francisco know that the dude's personally a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Could not put it better. But what this does, I think, is it sets up Roger Clemens. That's going to be the interesting one because he went, you know, he insisted to go before Congress, you know, much to the dismay of his legal handlers and people around him, and kind of do the same thing that Bonds did, only do it more defiantly.
Right.
You know, pointing fingers and then attacking a guy who was a former New York Police Department officer. So that's a guy that I can see going, you know, to the pokey for six,
right,
maybe
right.
a year because of what he did.
One last question on the Barry Bonds thing. It did say in the article that they that they weren't sure he knew he was juicing in 2003 when he gave that testimony.
Right.
So that's another element of question. Like, he thought he was telling the truth.
Right. And here's the problem that I have with all of this. That claim's just asinine. You know,
I think so too.
That's just the deal. And that's why I hated this trial from the start, is I don't care what he said. I don't care what his excuse is. Anybody knows that when you gain 40 pounds, your head gets gigantic and you start mashing balls over a fence.
That's what we were saying. We were just saying a before and after picture of his head, and then they rest.
Yeah, you know. Hey, you know, all this stuff you've been giving me, it's crazy. I'm so much stronger. I'm benching 500 pounds, squatting 2,000.
But it's not steroids, right? Because I don't want to do that.
It's flaxseed oil? This stuff's remarkable.
That is. All right. We need to switch gears. Unfortunately, I have many more questions on the Boz thing, but we'll save it for another day because the timing couldn't be worse on all the bad things that are happening to the Lakers right now, right at the end of the season. Let's start with the chicken pox, just because I've never heard that introduced into any conversation about a sports championship run before. One guy on the Lakers has chicken pox, and it turns out that several other Lakers, including Kobe and Ron Artest, have never had it, and have they not been vaccinated for it either?
Apparently not. That's what the story is.
Oh, man.
Steve Blake is in a quarantine. Not only was Steve Blake, and I applauded the signing when it happened, but he's been a bust of a signing, but he could end up taking down the Lakers championship hopes. Not by his bad shooting or poor ball handling.
Right.
But
he doesn't even have to be on the court to bring him down.
Exactly.
Right. And there's nothing you can do. If you're exposed to chickenpox, there's nothing you can do after the fact. There's nothing you can take, like with radiation poisoning or something like that. If you've been exposed, that's it. You might catch it, right?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck waking up when you get a dot on your face.
All right. Now let's talk about the other incident that Kobe came out and apologized for yesterday, the $100,000 fine from the NBA that he will appeal. Tell folks who maybe haven't been paying attention what he did on the court the other night that drew that fine.
Yeah, he got a technical foul. He went to the bench, and it was a nationally televised game on TNT, and he mouthed the words effing F it, the F word, the gay slur, toward
the non-gay slur, the worst word in the language, and then the gay slur.
Yeah, and you know what? I shouldn't say it. He didn't mouth them. He screamed them. He screamed, Benny, Benny, trying to get his attention.
That's the name of the ref?
And then said, you are a effing
flagrant F-ing foul caller.
There you go, exactly.
That's the double F, right.
Yes. And,
now, is it your belief that he said that with the intent of the referee hearing it, or was he just blowing off steam because he was frustrated and disappointed in what was happening on the game?
Oh, no, I think he was directing it.
Yeah, if he was yelling his name, he wanted him to hear it.
Absolutely, yeah. I sit courtside all the time, and the things these people say, I mean, they'll make you cry. They're that uncomfortable. They are so nasty and vile.
But answer this for me, because you would be able to do it. I don't think this is out of the ordinary for the NBA at all.
No. Look, I mean, it is testosterone filled machismo. This is very normal. It's not cool. You know, and that's kind of what my point was yesterday. I said, look, there's a couple things you have to recognize here. The NBA is a business. So all you free speech people, great. I'm all for free speech too. But when you go to work and you plop up to someone's cubicle and you scream that particular slur, guess what? You're going to get fired.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen to you. The NBA is a business. Right, this is not some sort of public entity that we're all supposed to celebrate. They need to make money. And when you have GLAAD or the Human Rights Council or the Anti-Defamation League protesting against you, it's bad for business. So
we were suggesting earlier, Money, tell me if this is way off base, that the only reason this fine happened is because the TNT camera happened to be on Kobe at the instant that he said that. If it had happened 5 seconds before or after and it had not been on television, it probably just would have been something that disappeared into the ether at the game.
Well, how about this? It disappeared anyway. You know, the TNT crew didn't even talk about it afterwards.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, outside of Steve Kerr in that moment saying, we should get the cameras off him because kids might be watching and they can understand what he's saying.
You couldn't hear his voice, though, right? You were lip reading.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, you know what? The guys didn't even address it.
Yeah.
In the post, the only reason it came up is because of TMZ. You know, Harvey Levin's the one that broke the story.
Right.
How about that? Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
So it would. I don't even think it would have been a story were it not for them. And I think it got to be a bigger story because clearly Kobe doesn't give a crap. You know, he didn't think this was an issue.
Right.
And that's, I think, what really caused it to be furthered.
Why is he appealing the fine rather than – it seems like he'd make it go away a lot faster if he just say, yeah, I apologize. I was wrong. It was a mistake. Here's the money. Let's move on.
Well, there's two answers to that. One, because he's stupid. I mean, and that's one. The other is the Players Association appeals every fine. That's just natural.
Oh, protocol. So this is just an automatic thing?
It is, but I think he supports the appeal. I don't think he gets it. I really don't. I don't think he feels that he did anything wrong, and you can see that from the statement. You know, I know the people that craft these statements, and I can tell that there's no way, and I can't confirm this, they wouldn't tell me on the record or off the record whether or not this is true, but the way I read it, knowing the way they write, they had to pry those three sentences from his lips, or they had something written up, and he said, no, absolutely not. I will not apologize. I don't think I did anything wrong. And I think that's kind of where the disconnect is and why this story's got a little bit of legs.
I agree. And the final word, by the way, and I thought the best line I heard on this yesterday was Jimmy Kimmel's cousin Sal, who said, it's all good now. Kobe just bought Perez Hilton a $4 million tennis bracelet. So apparently we're fine. All right. Matt Money Smith, nationally syndicated PNM show. Check your local listings. Have a great day, Money. Thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Anytime, guys.
Here's just one of the many reasons why actor Jamie Foxx is better than I am, Kevin, because if I won the Academy Award, I would never come on the Kevin and Bean Show again. Yeah. I would be done. That would be so in my past. But we're proud to welcome Mr. Foxx back to the show. How are you, Jamie?
Brother, in the house like furniture, down like gravity.
That is right.
Down.
Jamie, you've always got so much going on every time we talk to you. And the new one, this...
come on, man. I have to do your show. You kidding me?
I do, man. I know. We appreciate it.
Come
Listen,
on. Yeah.
We're just saying you're a better man than us because we wouldn't. That's all.
I saw you a couple weeks.
Radio too, you know, so I know how it is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I actually let me start with that because I was going to ask you about that anyway. I'm embarrassed to say that I've never caught your show on the satellite. What do you do on your radio show?
Well, here's the thing: we run all of your favorite comedians back to back, like for all of our truck drivers and all those guys that are out there on the road all the time. We run Steve Allen, Lenny Bruce, Richard Pryor, Cosby, Chris Rock, and we run all of those things, and then we do a live radio cast on Friday from like 2 to about 5 West Coast time, and that's where we bring everybody in. I've had Oprah on there. I've had everybody you could possibly imagine, and it's wild out Fridays, and we have a great time. We get in a lot of trouble. We have to send a lot of gift baskets out on Monday morning
because
we talk so much trash, but it's a lot of fun.
I've heard that on Friday afternoons, and it does sound like it's just a giant party, and there happen to be microphones there.
Yeah, man, and what we started doing, we used to drink like tequila and champagne.
Yes, you did.
And then we listened back to it and said, oh, God, we need to fire ourselves.
No, that's why I listened. I was like, these guys are drinking. This is awesome.
Yeah, we had a ball. We have a ball over there. XM 149 Series 106. Come see us.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to check it out. All right, let's talk about Rio for a minute. I saw you on American Idol a couple of weeks ago. You were out there with Will I Am. Is that who you performed
Will
with?
Will I Am actually did the song in the movie Rio. It's called Hot Wings. We never actually say Hot Wings in the song, but I figured, you know, we're African American. We love wings.
Sure.
So we did that song on American Idol, and like, man, it was just a blast. And what was crazy, Will I Am doesn't get excited about anything. I'm over there worried, you know, nervous. I got an altar and praying and everything, just getting ready to perform.
Right.
And he was just tweeting away, having a good time. But it came off great.
I am no fan of the Black Eyed Peas, and I've made no secret of that. But I will tell you that like them at all. But I will tell you that I'm starting to really like Will I Am because he's one of the mentors on American Idol this year. That dude is funny and has a great personality, it turns out, which I never knew before.
Put it to you this way. When I mentored on American Idol, it blows your mind that those people are that talented, to be honest with you, because when you watch American Idol from the outside at first, I was like, okay, it's the machine, it's the television show. And then when I actually did it a few years ago, it was like, wow, it's great. But Will I Am, man, being able to work with him, you get a newfound respect, you know what I'm saying? Because when he put all the music together, he was engineering, he was editing, and everything like that, my experience was great.
He does seem to have endless enthusiasm for...
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
he does.
All right, let's talk about Rio. That's the name of the movie that you're doing a voice for. You do the voice for Nico, a yellow canary. Did you get any kind of approval? Did you see what you look like ahead of time on the animation?
You know what? They show
showed me a picture. Then I slept in a nest for about 6 weeks just so I could get into my character.
Sure.
And then the next thing you know, I show up at the studio, and I was actually bad at first, to be honest with you. I showed up doing all kinds of facial expressions and all kinds of dudes. Like, hey, man, we ain't going to see any of that. I need the voice. So finally, they let me hear how good everybody else was. And then it was like, okay, we're on. It's on you, Oscar winner.
Wow.
So I had to get my weight up, and then it turned out great, man. They put the whole thing together, and it looks as if we were all in the same room together. That's what got me.
How much time does it take to do a movie like this? Because I imagine, you know, compared to doing a real movie, it's got to be much less.
Yeah, I would say it took this. I'd say it took the director about 2 years.
No, not the director. Not the director. You.
Oh, for me? Yeah. Oh, no. A couple hours.
It's like an afternoon, fun. Right?
You go in a couple hours, man. You do like 2 to 5. You know, thing, and then you go get your check. And no, I'm just kidding.
That's the best kind of...
But you do, you know, you do a few days of just getting all the words together. Then they put stuff together. And then they tell you what they don't have or what they do need. And then you go back and do your thing, man. And they put the magic together. It's crazy.
That's sweet.
I know as a part of the publicity, this is the voice of Jamie Foxx on the Kevin Amin Show. As part of the publicity for Rio, I know you guys went down to Brazil to promote it. And that's one of those countries that's on the wish list of most Americans. God, I'd love to go to Brazil. What was it like for you, Jamie?
It was great because I've been to Brazil several times on my laptops, so I've never actually been there, you know, in person. So this is the first time I got a chance to see it, you know, live, man. And it was beautiful. Beautiful people, beautiful beaches, everybody working out, everybody sobbing, dancing, the food. It was great. And then they're getting ready for the
World Cup
and the World Cup. So, you know, everything was they're gearing up, man.
I tell you, they did a piece on the Today Show just yesterday talking about how Brazil is the country of the future. And the shots that they showed of downtown Rio de Janeiro, it looked like every woman in that city is some sort of a freakish supermodel. I just couldn't get over it.
Listen, I wasn't going to touch on it, but since you did, brother, let me tell you something. And the thing is that I did it the right way because there were some spots that, you know, you got to be careful going. I had a friend who has a $10 million apartment on the beach, bro, upstairs, downstairs, and every one of those types of models that you were talking about right there because we were reading scripture trying to get closer to the Lord.
Yeah.
And it was amazing, bro. A lot of good fun.
I think it's a little different going down to Brazil as Jamie Foxx than it is as us, though.
Yeah, right? I think so.
Let me explain something to you. Just let me know when you go.
All right.
Give you the cheat sheet.
All right, perfect. Now, do you get a cut of Angry Birds, the Rio edition?
No, I do not.
Come on, man.
No, I do. But you know what? Those guys, man, you talk about making money and getting it together. That was amazing. All the and they just relaunched some version of it again and sold, I don't know, a million, billion of what it was. But it was great that they were smart enough to put that in the movie, so it was great.
Jamie Foxx is Nico, a yellow canary in the film Rio, opening up everywhere tomorrow. Always great to catch up with you, sir. Thanks a lot, as usual, for coming on the Kevin Amin Show, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, Jamie. All right, we're ready for your raps.
Woo!
Who's got them?
Lisa, I sense a mocking enthusiasm there from you.
No, woo! I think most people are really good rappers.
We're giving away Coachella tickets. We're going to have a rap battle next. If you haven't heard the clip yet, it is Kanye West Power as he is closing the show. And it's up online at kevinandbean.com if you'd like to scribble something out real quick. And
now, this might be okay because we did give people warning over an hour ago that we were going to do this.
Wait.
We directed people to Kevin and me. I'm just saying it's not like they're going to be some of the people are not going to be making it up on the spot, which is horrible and very difficult to do.
They had time and it's going to be horrible.
Okay, well, I guess we'll find out. So 1-800-520-1067. We'll take as many as we can. And then the best in the rap battle here on the Kevin and Bean Show wins tickets to all 3 days of Coachella.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 9:38.
I am trembling with excitement.
Not 9:38, it's 7:38.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. You're in a hurry.
Sorry.
I'm trembling with excitement right now because we're about to give away Coachella tickets with the Kevin Amin rap battle, and this is perfect timing. By the way, what the hell is going on here with the darkest hour in the history of the Kevin Amin Show? First, we got money on talking about Kobe Bryant. Then we got Jamie Foxx on. Anel Rivers just walked in. Kevin Amin token blacklister number one. Hi, Anel. How are you?
Hey, how you doing there, man?
And Anel is going to help us pick a winner for the rap battle for Coachella tickets. And then he's going to do the showbiz beat-in for Ralph Garman coming up. This is quite the hour of power.
It's the chocolate rain hour. We're going to turn the big boy neighborhood off
here. All right, so we decided we needed to give these tickets away in a different way. We're going to use some creativity. We have people saying, we'll do anything, whatever you want. So we decided we're going to have a rap battle. We don't do that enough. And by that, enough, we've never done that. Right. So it's time for you to win your Coachella tickets with the Kevin and Bean Rat Pack.
Kevin and Bean, 2011. Y'all ready? Here we go. Kevin and Bean's rap battle to the death. You rap till you run out of breath. So if you're the best rapper and nobody can stop you, you'll get tickets to Coachella. Ella, yeah.
Thank you, Omar. As you know, tickets are sold out for this weekend. We got tickets for all 3 days to see Arcade Fire, Kings of Leon, of course, the man himself, Kanye West, Strokes, Black Keys, Mumford & Sons. Hey, it's even the Black Keys. How about that? So I wonder how many of these people have actually been working on it for an hour or how many people are just calling up and freestyling. And I guess we'll find out. We'll put you on the air. We'll play that music bed from Kanye West for you, and we'll take it as long as we can. We'll listen as long as we can till we can't stand it anymore, and then we'll move on.
We're thinking, you know, 30 seconds to a minute, maybe. That's what we're thinking. Most people, by the time you get to a minute, we've heard enough. If you don't go 30 seconds, you probably haven't done enough. So that's what we're looking for. Anel's going to help us vote. And let's start with Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Eric is a technician at Verizon.
Yeah, Eric.
Yes.
And it's just about to wrap.
You ready to go, dude?
I'm ready.
All right. Here
Good
we
luck.
Go.
Coachella's back, and EVO is where it's at. College K-Rock is what you do, but I can never seem to get through. Kevin and Bean have one less chance. All I gotta do is make them dance. We're gonna call out, fix the work. Now I'm on air, and that won't work. I need to go, I have to roll. I need to lose inside my soul. A pretty rhyme and we can leave, but it's easy. It's 1, 2, 3. Now that I have the best to give those tickets to me.
I think he walked away from his phone.
I do know I can barely hear him. I do know that is a fact, yes. But thank you very much, Eric. You are contestant number one. What happened? Why am I hearing nothing? What's going on?
We're changing the levels because I don't know what was happening with the phone. But
okay, all right. Let's move on to Henry, contestant number two. Everybody keep in mind what Eric sounded like. And again, at the end, we'll vote and see who wins the tickets. Hi, Henry. You ready to go?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All
right, I can't make out. I'm not hearing anything that he's saying at all. It's nothing but muffled.
Man, he was bringing the fire, though, man.
What the hell is going on here?
I'm going to suggest he wasn't bringing the fire.
He was bringing, man, that was like 8 Mile Revisited, man. Y'all know.
Here's what I heard. That's all I heard.
You just don't speak hip-hop, Bean. That's
I guess that's what it is. Let's try, let's get to Jessica up here. Let's get an Eve on the air and see if we can do with the woman here and see how she does on line 5. Jessica, there's not much competition so far in the Kevin Bean rap battle. You think you can bring it?
I can. Hopefully I can.
Wait, was that Eve reference, an Adam and Eve reference?
No, that was a reference.
Rapper.
Eve, the female rapper.
Female rapper, okay. Yeah.
All right. Bean goes back. I don't know
Bean
which one.
Bean is from the streets. Y'all forget. Y'all remember. Got that Thug Life tag.
All right, you ready, Jessica? Are you ready, Jessica?
Yeah, I am.
Here we go. Here we go.
I want tickets. I'm trying to kick it.
Okay, apparently. All right, apparently Jessica, what's going on? Can you kill the music, please? Thank you. What's going on? Why didn't Jessica rap?
They rap.
She did.
Crazy?
Hello? You guys can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Not a word once the music started playing. No, nothing from you. You never said a word.
I don't know how. Somehow this is Dave's fault.
By the way, just for the record, it is a little bit hard to hear the bed on the phone.
Okay.
But I am turning the phone up as high as I can possibly turn it up.
And turn the bed down as low as you could possibly hit to, because that's all we're hearing is just the music. That's it.
Well, that's because she wasn't rapping.
Let's try Chantel. Give another chick a chance. Chantel on line 6. All right. So far, it's easy pickings. What do you got for us, Chantel? You ready to go?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Good luck.
I can't rhyme for beans, but hear my dreams. CeeLo Green will be so mean. If I'm not there, I won't be square. I really need to go to Coachella or else I'm going to kill a fella. So please let me go. Hear my flow. You'll be breaking my heart and crushing my dreams if you don't let me see Jimmy World on a big screen.
Okay.
Come on.
There we go.
Wait,
that's a nice effort.
What fella are you going to kill? I'm just curious.
Anyone.
All. Okay. Thank you.
Let's try Jansen, line 3. Jansen, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready for the rap battle?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Hi. Thanks. How do you start right on the beat, or do you start a couple of measures in?
It doesn't matter.
All right, I'm going to turn it up a little bit so you can hear it and get the timing of it down, but then we'll hear your rap. Well said.
No okay. There we go.
A moment with.
Come on now.
JT repping the OC. Give me the opportunity to this festival and I'll make the best of y'all. I dreamed of this day that I make the listener to say, I love you, Lisa May. Let me close this rhyme by saying, K-Rock is the greatest station of all time.
All right.
Okay, that was terrible, but thank you for playing anyway. That was terrible. Let's try.
But he's from the OC.
That was pretty good. I like that delivery.
Let's try Joe. Joe says he is a music producer. Let's see if that helps him at all. Because frankly, I was hoping for a runaway winner. I was hoping it would be obvious who's got the best flow here, but so far, no.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
You're gonna
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Are you going to have the best flow?
I definitely am going to have the best flow. Go ahead and
I definitely am going to have the best flow.
Here we go, Joe.
Okay. My name is Joe. It comes a rap for your face. Go to Coachella. Listen. Yo. No one man should have all that power. Mountain style, stress you out, give you rookies out. Already won the tickets, homie, take them all. The contest of rapping, but you're from the tower. You destroy little boy with your little voice. I get annoyed at the stuff you say. Battling some random girl named Jessica.
Okay. All right, that's fine. That's plenty. That's fine. Thank you. All right.
By the way, I thought he was pretty good. Hey,
Joe is a recent graduate of the Will I Am Rap Academy.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it was not good. I don't think I can take anymore. I think we're going to have
Are
to just
Are you kidding?
I'm serious. I can't take anymore. I'm no longer listening to this
show.
Really?
One more. Yeah, I love this so much. Hi, Steven.
How you doing, guys?
We're good. We're good. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah, power. Everybody sucking coffee. Yes, but I'll let you know that the nonsense isn't. What a fitting I want to go to this concert with a contraband in my pocket. Listen to Duran Duran Rocket. In case of elephant, I will get bent. Maybe do some coke with strokes. Even Wiz Khalifa, I would blow a blunt and listen to some Mumford & Sons. I love K-Rock and I love Kevin and Bean. And I go the extreme when it comes to the mic. You know that I'm a fiend. That's it, guys. That's it.
There you go. All right. That's Steven. Now, all right. So we're cutting off the competition right there. Now we vote. I will tell you that although he's a terrible rapper, I thought he had the best lyrics. I thought Steven actually brought a story to me.
I thought Steven had a style to him. He was actually kicking one of those kind of like, you know, the styles.
So you would vote for Steven as well?
I would say Steven probably had the most consistent delivery and flow.
Fantastic. Steven, congratulations. You are our winner.
Yeah.
All 3 days of Coachella.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy that. Keep your day job.
I will.
But thanks for playing in the Kevin and Bean rap battle.
Next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, coming up starting in about 10 minutes or so, it's Ask a Madam. Madam Susan Austin, who runs the world-famous Mustang Ranch in Sparks, Nevada, is going to be joining us in studio. Talk about a fascinating line of work that most of us know nothing about. So we're going to be talking to Susan and getting your phone calls in here coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's on vacation this week. We're all taking turns filling in, and that includes our favorite Negro listener, Anel Rivers, who joins us in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Anel?
Oh, I'm very well, man. How y'all doing?
Good, thank you. Doing great. Good to see you, man. Thanks for your help on the rap battle. I'm sorry if we offended you.
Oh, no, it's cool, man. It's cool. You know, I was actually quite entertained, man. You got some real talent out there.
We had that conversation yesterday where he said, no one's going to be able to do this, right? No. Okay, let's do it.
What's going on in Hollywood today?
Well, man, first, before I get started, I want to give away something to you good people out there in radio land for all your hard work and whatnot.
And just as a way of catching people up, this normal sound effect in between stories is not good for announcer.
Nah, I don't particularly care for the camera effects, man.
So
you know what I'm saying?
He has a bean.
Girl, holla!
All right, in between each story.
Yes, sir.
All right,
sir.
You have something to give away. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to give away passes. Okay, I got a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced Screening of Fast 5. Okay, for those of you that don't know, that's the Fast and the Furious Part 5. Okay, that's a lot of F's right there.
Yes.
All right, that's the AMC Burbank. Okay, that's going down tomorrow, April 15th. Okay, and it's in theaters Friday, April 29th. All right, and I want my first three callers to call in the chip and drop a girl holler on her real quick. Y'all going to get some passes
girl
to the
girl holler!
They have to say that.
They got to say. If you don't say, girl, right. holla, Chip is going to bang that phone down in your face.
All right.
Okay? And she's a black belt. Don't mess with her. All right. So first up, let me get my first story going on here. I know you guys have heard all the other hubbub about Mr. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, he got himself a little bit of trouble. Dropped a couple of foul words there that begin with the word F. And that might be derogatory towards a certain segment of society.
Yes.
That might be gay.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. So basically, man, I was taking a look.
That certain part of society might. It's not that they might be gay. They are gay.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, that's the rumor.
All right.
You know, I don't want to speak on anybody's personal preference, but the rumor is the gays might be gay.
Right.
Okay. So what was basically going on? Kobe got fined $100,000. Okay, $100,000 for turning around and calling. Yeah, there you go. For calling a referee, a fago. Okay,
sure.
And basically, man, I was checking out my Twitter feed yesterday, and Micah had tweeted something. Micah, for those of you that don't know, is our official gay correspondent of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yep.
Okay, and he has the official response to the whole Kobe Bryant situation, okay, is who? Is he the one from Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, how dare he.
So,
yes, yes.
See, because the gays don't watch the sports.
Right,
game,
yeah, that's what Micah's point is. Both of the gays who know Kobe Bryant is were incredibly offended by the situation with him. But, like I said, Kobe, man, you got to watch your mouth in the court, man. They always watch you out there, brother. You know that.
Girl, holla!
Sticking to the basketball realm, we got a little situation with my girl, Gloria James. All right, now, for those of you that don't know, Gloria James, that's LeBron's mama. Okay, that's the woman that gave birth to that behemoth, LeBron James.
Sure.
Okay, she had a little altercation where apparently she slapped a valet. Okay, yeah, the valet said something to Gloria she didn't like, and she took flight on the valet. And the valet is now suing her for a whopping $15,000.
That's it?
$15,000.
She could slap me as much as she wants for $15,000.
I was going to say, I will undercut him. I will do it for $7,500.
Yeah.
She could slap me all day and call me Susan. You feel what I'm saying?
You know what this is? Because we've been sued like this before. This is, it'll cost you more to defend it in court than just to write this check.
$15,000?
So, yeah, seriously. So just write the check and it'll cost
right.
you
Make
less.
Make it go away. Right.
Honestly, that's happened to us many times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, it's worth it to LeBron to pay the $15,000 rather than to have to take questions for the duration of that trial about what's going on with his mother.
This is true. Well, rumor has it at press time LeBron was seen searching his couch cushions for the $15,000 sure. in his guest house. So hopefully LeBron can come with that cash in these hard economic times.
Girl, holla!
I got a story about the girl with the juicy booty, Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Okay, the Armenian bombshell.
Yes.
Okay, now check this out. Kim Kardashian may be relocating. Okay, man. California's about to get a little bit lighter because Kim's going to get on the plane and fly on over to New York. All right, she got a little boyfriend named Chris Humphries. Are you guys familiar with this?
I don't know Chris. Is he somebody? Should I know who he is?
You know what it is? He's not a brother. That's the thing. She's off the radar with. Apparently, she didn't have enough of the brothers, and now she got Lamar running around the house, with no clothes on. It's bad. So, so she's going to be moving to New York to relocate with him. And rumor has it they may even try to go on ahead and put this into her reality show. So, for those of you fans of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you're going to be keeping up with her on Two Coasts now. So,
is heaven missing an angel? Because you've got nice cans.
Yeah.
Girl! Holla!
Kim's a good-looking lady. I'm not mad at her at all. And check this out. Now, this is something that hits close to home. Okay, now, I got a little situation at home. I got a little blended family situation at home. Okay, and I can tell you from experience, okay, if you dating a girl, okay, that has kids, you're going to end up taking her in the case of Disneyland.
Of course.
That's just how it rolls.
You should know that going in.
Yeah, yeah. Robin Harris used to do an old piece on that with baby's kids. But you're going to take me and my kids to Disneyland. So check this out. David Arquette. Okay, apparently took his kids and Courtney Cox. They did one of those little family trips to Disneyland. And the story is now leaking that David tried to get a little nicky-nicky time down there. Try to get a little fantasy land on, if you catch my drift.
At Disneyland?
At Disneyland. With the kids around. Yeah, he was trying to get his Mr. Toad a wild ride. you've been to Disneyland. There's a lot of little nooks and crannies in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I might have had just as much action in Disneyland as I've had outside of Disneyland. You know what I'm saying?
Look, we could open up the phones and take calls all day long for people who have gotten busy at Disneyland. But we wouldn't, because Disneyland is a perfect place and magical for children, and nothing like that should ever happen ever.
That's correct. And the Disney Corporation abducted Michael Catherwood.
That didn't happen. They've never done anything bad. Everything they do is good.
Now I want to move on to my celebrity birthdays. I got Abigail Breslin. Okay, you guys remember her from Little Miss Sunshine.
She's more mature than I am. And she's 15.
Kevin, my son is 3 and he's more mature than you are. Okay? The man defecates on himself. Okay.
How dare you.
Okay. Sarah Michelle Gellar from TV's Buffy. Yeah. I love me some Buffy, man. I tell you, sometimes I put on my PJs and like I get my Buffy on.
Enough.
Yep. Love enough. It. And Adrian Brody, he's 38 and looking good at 38, by the way. I caught him in that Predators, man. He was all swole and shredded up. And Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond, he's 51. And you guys ever notice Brad Garrett sounds a lot like Sloth from the Goonies? Okay, and Pete Rose, baseball great. He's 70, and you know what's funny? Pete Rose is gonna die. They could enshrine him in carbonite, and they still would let him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
so that's never gonna happen. And rapper Da Brat, you know what I'm saying? She's 37 and out of jail, so there will be no Brat jokes this year. Moving right along.
All right.
And last but not least, Anthony Michael Hall, the Dead Zone, and of course, y'all remember my boy from Weird Science. He's 43 and he's gonna celebrate by wearing a bra on his head. just a little quick note, man. When y'all get a chance, you know, hop on Twitter, man. Follow your boy Anel Rivers. That's A-N-E-L Rivers. My tweets are blocked, but that's just to keep the many of women I may have had children with in college from finding me. So, make sure you go ahead and do that. And I'm your man, Anel Rivers. That's the show.
We've been doing the Kevin and Bean Show for a long time now. We've had an ongoing series called Ask Her, where we've had people with interesting jobs in on the show. Ask a mortician, ask a police officer, ask a gang member. I don't think we've ever done Ask a Madam before, but please welcome Susan Austin to the show. She is the manager and also owner, is that right, Susan, of the Mustang Ranch?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Yes. Good to see you. Thank you for coming in. So, where do we even start with you? How long have you been running the place?
Well, I built the Wild Horse Resort and Spa from the ground up in 2002, and the Mustang Ranch came along in 2003.
Okay, and you're in Sparks, Nevada, which is about, about 15 minutes outside of Reno?
Right. Technically, our address is Sparks, but we're actually in Story County, which is about 15 minutes outside of Reno.
Okay.
Why is there not tons of competition in the counties where prostitution is legal in Nevada? I would imagine there would be 100 places like yours, but there aren't.
Well, the license are privileged. That's why.
What does that mean?
In order to get a license, you have to go through a very, very strict licensing procedure. And the counties will only issue so many.
Oh,
yes,
I see.
Yes. It's almost like going to a proctologist.
I would hope it's better than that. But.
Yes, I'm not paying for that. So how many legal brothels are there in Nevada and by extension in America?
There were about 30 at one time, but the recessional times have taken their toll on quite a few of the small ones. So
now,
I think that's
really interesting that the recession would affect your business, because that's the one thing it would seem like. If you only have $100, you'd forego paying the electric bill if it meant you could have a hot chick, right?
Absolutely. But unfortunately, a lot of them were dependent on truckers coming by.
Oh.
And when the gasoline prices have shot up so much, trucking industry is down.
That makes sense.
Yes. A lot of people are going to railroads now.
Now, how many women work at the Mustang Ranch?
Oh, during the course of the year, I have 1,000 that flow through.
Really?
Wow. Hey,
but do you have regulars that work there all year?
Uh-huh. Okay. I have some who are regular. I would call my core girls.
Uh-huh. How many of those are there?
There's about 20 core girls that stay there.
Okay.
Yes.
And they're really tired, right?
Right.
I mean, if they're there all the time, they're just exhausted.
They're like fine Italian shoe leather, honey. They just get better.
All right. There you go.
I would think, now this is fascinating.
That's
to
the
me.
First time anyone's called bean honey in 100 years.
Yes, it is. We have so many questions for you, Susan, but tell me about the core girls, the ones that are there all the time. Is it like they're firemen and they're asleep and then a bell rings and it's 2:30 in the morning and they gotta run outside and do some work. 15 minutes later, they're back in bed asleep.
Now, in the beginning, we were in the mini house. It was like that. But now it's not, because the bell rings all day long. So they have to work shifts.
So if they work the overnight shift, it's busy.
Yes.
All night. No kidding.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I mean, I called and spoke to my cashier this morning at 6:15 and they were busy.
At 6:15 a.m.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, you guys.
Love
there's
it.
Just no accounting when you want to come in.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah. Now we're gonna open up the phone so that you can ask questions. It's ask a madam today. 1-800-520-1067, and we'll get to that in a second.
How does it work with the ones that aren't the core girls? You said there can be nearly 1,000 throughout the course of a year that work with you. Are there some that just fly in for weekends, or some that just come and do it for a certain period of the year and then go back home, or who are they?
That's right. There are certain ladies that come in and they just work their vacations. So they maybe get a school teacher out of Wisconsin or something. Yes. And she just works her vacation. There's some ladies that only need to work 2 months out of the year. So
because they're good.
That's right.
Wow. They're really good.
How much can one of them make? I mean, bringing that up, let's say there's a school teacher and they make, I don't know, minimum wage probably.
Yes.
So she has a week off. She comes out and works there.
If she's really good, she can make as much in that week as she makes in the year.
Wow. No way.
Yes, if she's really good and the right gentleman walks in, yes.
Wow.
Well, you guys are really generous, and we're very fortunate.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break right here because I have so many questions. I'm ready to explode, and not in the way you're thinking, Susan. But 1-800-520-1067 obviously will include as many of your calls as we can, too. I think we're going to have two segments of phone calls today because this is such a fascinating topic. Our guest is Madam Susan Austin from the Mustang Ranch and the Wild Horse Brothels. You can go to MustangRanchBrothel.com or MadamSusanAustin.com for more information, and we'll talk more with our guest right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Look at all the fun we're having with Madam Susan Austin of the world famous Mustang Ranch in Nevada right now. We're not even paying for it. This is like the best thing ever. Susan is awesome. She was just telling us during the song that she has a lot of obviously young women who work work at the ranch,
right.
And you delete their vulgar rap music off the computer because you don't want to offend your clientele, which is hilarious that you don't want to offend people who are coming to pay a hooker to have sex with them.
That's right. Well, it's a very, very elegant atmosphere that I provide. It's a 5-star quality facility. And
sounds too expensive for me.
No, it's not.
High quality and all that stuff.
What's the cheapest a guy can get in and out the door, madam?
$100.
Thanks for having the door.
$100.
$100.
Wow, that's reasonable.
And actually, sometimes less. It depends on how smitten the girl is with you. She's an independent contractor, and she can take any amount she wants to.
Oh.
But I ask that she start at $100. So I've had little girls run up to me, Mama, 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 all he has is $40.
No, wait, you're making them sound like they're 8. Don't do that.
No, they do. They do. They call me Mama, and that's how they act.
But they're all 21 and up, right?
They're all 18 and up.
18
and up. Now,
even
they can
better.
Act 12 if they want them to.
All right.
Susan, we're going to get right to your calls at 1-800-520-1067 to ask a madam on the Kevin and Bean Show. But I have to know, you're obviously a very smart woman, and obviously you're a businesswoman. How do you, if they're setting their own price, how do you prevent them from skimming off the top and giving you the wrong cut of your part of the money?
Oh, I have ways.
But I mean, if they say to you, this guy gave me $200 and he really gave them $500, how are you to know?
They go into a negotiating room in order to negotiate the price.
Ah, yes. You have cameras everywhere?
I don't have cameras, but I certainly can hear.
Ah.
Yes.
Well,
so they know Mama is potentially listening in, so they play it straight. Okay.
Absolutely. I told them I can also tell what the denomination of a bill is by the sound. And they
she
believe
is good.
Me.
You only have to do that once, and then everybody gets a message.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. 1-800-520-1067. I'm bracing myself because we have not heard Omar's theme yet, but it's time to Ask a Madam.
Yeah. You know what it is.
Well, that was terrible. Let's try...
How dare you? Omar Khalifa worked hard on that.
Let's start with Jessica. Jessica is on line 6, and I'm guessing that she's hot, and she can't wait to work for Madam Susan Austin at the Mustang Ranch. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. You're on with the madam. Go ahead.
Hi, Susan. I was wondering, what kind of qualifications do you look for in potential girls that want to work there? Is it just personality, height, weight?
Looks?
No, not looks.
What?
First thing I look for is heart. If she has a wonderful, wonderful, warm, kind heart and a wonderful personality, and looks are secondary.
And then what's on the outside of that heart is also very, very important.
But Susan,
but
no matter how nice...
Your idea of beauty changes every 5 minutes.
Right, but Susan, no. Let's be completely frank here. No matter how great a person is on the inside, how sweet their heart is, mm-hmm. if they're an ugly beast, they're not going to get any business at your place, are they?
Well, but girls can do makeup and hair, and we make ourselves look absolutely beautiful. I've seen women that look a little rugged, and by the time they get done, they're absolutely gorgeous when they're finished.
Jessica, are you thinking about doing this?
I've worked in the industry before, not exactly that same industry.
Right.
But
very close.
Pretty similar.
All right.
And so I was just wondering, I know every part of the industry is different, so I was just wondering what kind of qualifications that one would look for.
Well, Jessica, I'm glad you're on the line, because listen up, because I was going to ask Susan this. In your Penthouse article that we read recently about the Mustang Ranch, you said to the interviewer that you get 40 girls a day that apply to work for you.
Yes.
So you've really, really got your pick. Have you turned into like Harvard, where you can afford to turn away 99.9% of the applicants just because you can have the cream of the crop? You're so in demand right now?
Out of the 40 that apply, I might accept 10. Out of the 10 that apply, I might keep one.
Wow.
Yes. Well, she has to have all the right qualifications.
Jessica, do you have all of the right qualifications?
I'd like to think so.
All right. I would too.
Do you like the actual business part? See, that's the most important part. Well, then all you need to do is go on the website, worldfamous.com, and apply. We have an application there.
Do you have an in-person interview with the girls where you try to, get a beat on how they like it?
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Yeah. Jessica, please let us know if you end up going through with it, and if there's any kind of a discount, not just for Kevin and Bean listeners, but for Kevin and Bean when we come to Nevada.
You guys will be the first ones on call.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Please do. Fantastic. All right. Let's try Daniel. He's got another question. He's on line 7. He has another question I'm sure you get asked all the time, Susan, but I think it's worth bringing up on the air. Ask him, Adam. Daniel, go ahead. You're on with Susan.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I got a question. I was wondering, are some of these girls married that their husbands, or for that matter, their wives, are okay with this because of the income they make?
Yes.
Would you not know if they're married?
Oh, no. Some of them are married, and their husbands are fine with it. Some women possess a high libido. And in order to handle that high libido, working in a house is the best way to handle it. And that way they can take care of the libido and make money at the same time. And they're not out straying around.
And the husband's back at home playing video games.
All right.
Thank you, Daniel.
What is the one more question before we have to go to break, and then we have room for your calls at 1-800-520-1067. What's the most clients a woman is going to have in a day?
Well, if she's a really good working girl, she can have 15 to 16 clients a day.
Lisa, can you imagine?
No.
Exhausting,
parts of
right?
Me would not last.
Not proven?
Oh, no. Once you're in the business, you become like a sexual athlete.
Really?
You got to get
really
in shape. Wonderful. You got to get in sexual shape.
You do. You get in shape.
You get
I run a
it's
program
wonderful.
For that if anyone's interested.
Can you, if you're a hardworking worker at your place, can you say, all right, it's 3 p.m., but I'm whooped for the day. I'm going to take the rest of the day off? Or are you on the clock and you have to stay till 11 o'clock whether you want to or not?
Well, actually, the girls have 12-hour shifts, and they're assigned a shift. So they have to do their 12-hour shift. And if they've really worked hard and there are enough ladies on the floor, well, then we'll go ahead and let them take off early.
All right.
Okay. You're not a taskmaster, though. You take the circumstances into consideration.
We always take the circumstances into consideration.
All right. The number's 1-800-520-1067. Ask a madam. We'll be back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Ask a madam. 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 Ask a madam.
Madam Susan Austin in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show here from the Mustang Ranch and Wild Horse Brothels. You can go to MustangRanchBrothel.com for more information. We're going back to your calls in a moment at 1-800-520-1067. One of my great frustrations with the 21st century America and the government that we have is that prostitution is illegal in almost every place in the country except for a couple of counties in Nevada. You've been up close to it for a long time. Why do you think that still is, Susan? And don't you think your business contributes in a positive way to the city that you're in, and the state benefits, and the clients benefit, and the girls benefit, and you benefit? Who's losing by you running a house of prostitution?
Actually, no one loses. It's a win-win across the board. The small counties benefit from the money that gets paid into the county's coffers. Mm-hmm. It goes directly into the county's coffers. It's not shared in the state, and they desperately need the cash. So we pay $18,750 just in licensing fees every 3 months per house.
Wow.
And I have two houses. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Plus room and board tax every night. So that's a positive. The girls are health checked. They can't work unless they're medically cleared. So that's a positive win. The men have to use condoms. So there's no possibility of transference of any sexually transmitted disease. That's a win-win for society. It's a safe, legal place. The men don't have to look over their shoulders thinking law enforcement's going to bust them.
And you've got a no-drug policy, a very strict no-drug policy in your house as well, and a no-pimp policy. So again, you're eliminating one by one all the complaints that people have about houses of prostitution. And I just don't know why anyone cares whether Kevin wants to have sex with Lisa and pay her for it. Why does anyone care?
They shouldn't. They shouldn't. And they shouldn't judge on their moral basis. It's none of their business.
What if I want to have sex with her and I don't want to pay her? What about that?
Then I have a problem with it. I'm a bad negotiator, so I don't know how much money I would make.
I would teach you to negotiate.
Because I feel bad for the guys, you know.
Sure, yeah, because you're just trying to help them out. Yeah. All right.
How much would it cost if a guy wanted to do the...
Angry pirate.
Okay, we don't have time to get into the specifics here, Kevin.
We were talking during the song, just so we can get it out there. They have a menu.
Yes.
A paper menu that shows on there what it is, what it
costs.
We have
of all the sexual things, and it's...
Angry. Dragon.
Is that on there?
Oh, yes.
Why are they all angry?
Yes. Cincinnati bow tie.
Cincinnati bow tie. Is that on there? Let's take some more calls at 1-800-520-1067. Alan has a great question for you, Susan. He is on line 8 and joins us on the Kevin Devine Show. Alan, ask a madam. You're on the air.
I have the best question of the day. are single women common coming in by themselves? And if they are they usually attractive or like butch looking?
Oh, single
as
women.
As clients, you mean.
Have clients, of course. Single women. The modern day is different from our mother and father's times. And yes, we have a lot of single women coming in. And no, they aren't all butch looking. We have a lot of beautiful, elegant women who come in seeking the company of another woman. It's wonderful.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
Do you have women that only work with women?
No.
No,
my women like everything across the board.
Awesome. All right. How about, what are your couples? I'm sure is also very common. Couples come in. What about larger groups than that? Is that allowed as well?
Oh, yes. I have
In other words, could five people come in at a time and get a room? Okay.
I have a special room for that.
Bleachers.
Cleveland steamer.
Let's try John on line 5. He's got the flip side of the last question. Hi, John. Welcome to the Kevin Devine Show. Ask him, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. I'm not sure if there's a market for this, but I was actually curious if there are any employment opportunities for men that want to work in this field.
Oh, honey, if you guys were more reliable, there would be. But you just aren't.
What does that mean, more reliable? You mean the guys don't show?
No, the guys don't show too well.
Really?
Sorry. And we actually legalized it so that men could come in and do and act as legal prostitutes.
It wasn't legal at one
time?
No,
at one time it wasn't legal.
That is hilarious.
Wow. I know.
The one thing they don't let men do.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we changed that. But and it's been tried several times, but unfortunately, you guys don't show too well, and I'm so sorry.
Well, John, maybe you're the first.
Right. Hey, remember, maybe it's been a couple years now, but remember Heidi Fleiss was talking about, she was a madam at one time in Southern California, but she was talking about going out to Nevada and opening up an all-male brothel. That never came to be, though, right?
She couldn't pass the drug test, honey.
Oh, that's true. All right, let's try Allison. She brings up an interesting question for Susan Austin, our guest on the Kevin Devine Show. It's Ask a Madam.
Ask a madam.
You're welcome.
Oh. Hi. Yeah, I'm just wondering if it has ever happened where a client has fallen in love and married one of your staff.
One of the staff?
Oh, well, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like a relationship. A real relationship
came out. The girls are independent contractors, and unfortunately, yes, it does happen every once in a while. I'm a prime example. I fell in love with a client.
Is that right?
Yes.
You used to be a prostitute.
Yes.
And fell in love with a client.
I fell in love with a client, and that's
that
my Lance. We've been together 12 years.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
He wanted an expert. He got an expert.
Well, I guess so.
Now, Allison, I gotta ask you this. Why take something beautiful like a man man paying a woman for sex and try to turn it into something filthy like them falling in love and getting married?
Well, we didn't get married, though. We decided not to destroy the relationship. We're living in sin. Sorry, guys. But one of my other young ladies fell in love as well, and they've been together 8 years.
Wow. How about that? Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, we got plenty more questions, but unfortunately, we are out of time. So this conversation is going to have to continue online at MustangRanchBrothel.com or MadamSusanAustin.com. Before you go, Susan, thank you very much for coming in. You've been awesome. Anything that you wanted to get out today that we didn't give you the opportunity to, or anything you want to say as we leave our listeners here?
I think we've covered everything. I want to thank you very much for having me on your show, and I hope you have me in the future. I'd love
Absolutely. I'd love to have you.
Well, wait.
I was a working girl.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. We promise Ralph Garman will be back on Monday, and he'll be doing the Showbiz Beat the way it's meant to be done. In the meantime, we're filling in. But if you miss your boy Ralph, here's great news. He's still doing his very popular HBO podcast, which is Hollywood Babylon, and that's going to be Saturday night at 10 at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. That's at Universal City. His special guest this weekend is going to be the one and only Bill Burr. And you know how much we love Bill Burr, one of the funniest people I've ever met.
He closed our April Foolishness. He was great.
He sure did. He sure did. So he and Ralph are going to be doing showbiz from the past week or so, live on stage. You can drink, and it's a huge, huge fun time. And you can get your tickets at BabylonRalph.com if you want to go out and see him on Saturday. Tell him we said hi.
Mariah Carey takes it an extra step. You know how women don't like to say their age?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She told Us Weekly, quote, "I disregard time. You don't see me wear a watch. I don't have birthdays."
So if she doesn't look at a clock, she thinks she won't age?
If she doesn't look at a watch, she will stay the same age forever.
All right.
So then, of course, Us Weekly did some research, and she's 42. So that's funny.
She looks good for 42.
Mm-hmm.
She does, but
don't
she's crazy.
Guys think? She's definitely crazy.
She's crazy.
And by the way, she's one of these women who believes that pregnancy is beautiful. I don't know if you've seen all the magazine covers that she's done lately where she's got her big old pregnant belly out there.
I have not seen that.
She's been doing a lot of that lately. Stop it. Hey, Catherine Zeta-Jones back in the news. I didn't see this one coming because she seems like she's very cool and very together. And, of course, you know, celebrities are just like us, which means they also have problems. But she has admitted herself into, well, I won't say rehab, but it's a hospital-type situation where she can be treated for her bipolar 2 disorder.
Two.
Now, I didn't see bipolar, so I don't know if I could just automatically jump right into bipolar 2 and get the plot.
You
but apparently,
understand the storyline.
Apparently, it's very, very popular with celebrities. Apparently, Carrie Fisher suffers from bipolar 2. Of course, she's Princess Leia from the Star Wars movies. Russell Brand, Mel Gibson, Britney Spears, Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. A lot of people say they have it. A professor of psychiatry at UCLA School of Medicine says they aren't impaired to the extent that folks with bipolar 1 can be. People notice a change, but it's not extreme. So apparently, it's the type of thing that you do take medicine for, but she just needed a little bit of a tune-up. Her reps, by the way, say that she's feeling great, and she's looking forward to starting work this week on 2 upcoming films. So apparently it's nothing too serious, but I was still surprised to see it from her. I did not expect it.
As you know, we do a lot of entertainment stories, and we get them from various sources. I'm calling BS on this story before I even do it. Telling you that right now. I don't believe it.
You don't think it's true.
Don't believe it. In Touch Weekly, talk to a friend of Jessica Simpson. Now,
okay.
Jessica Simpson's supposedly going to marry Eric Johnson.
Right.
And the friend told In Touch Weekly that they might not make it to the altar because Eric, the guy, is too clingy on her, Simpson.
Come on.
Simpson's getting tired of it, and she told him to get lost for a few days because he's too clingy.
I don't think that sounds right either.
I'm calling BS on that story.
Look, I get marrying Jessica Simpson because she's hot and she's rich. I get that. But I don't get wanting to spend any time with her. So I can't believe that this guy is actually clingy on her. Kevin, I know you don't care about the memorabilia from movies or rock music, but a lot of people are really into it. And here's a big one. John Lennon, apparently his estate is auctioning off the handwritten lyrics, including a sketch of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. He wrote the song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, one of the most popular songs in history.
Yeah.
If you're a Beatles fan, how cool would it be to have the actual piece of paper that he wrote down those words on?
I guess cool. I'm the wrong audience. You're right, but
the auction is going to be held May 14th and 15th. What's your guess as to how much it is expected to go for? Now, we don't know if it'll make this or if it'll be way more than this, but what do you guess they're saying his handwritten lyrics to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Probably $20.
$20 is a great guess.
Okay, good.
Lisa, you want to take a stab at it?
I'm going to go 50.
I'm going to go $200,000.
Wow. Oh, man.
$200,000 for a piece of paper. We'll see if that's what ends up happening.
Wow. Are they sure it's just not some dude writing out all the lyrics?
apparently it has been confirmed. Right. But that would be an awesome scam, by the way. It would be to hire a guy who could do Lennon's handwriting and just go, exactly. Hey, what song do you want? Oh, you want Imagine? I got it. Sure. I'll have it for you in 15 minutes.
$200,000. I'm going to do another story that I'm calling BS on from the London Sun. Okay. Amy Winehouse apparently is behaving. She's singing. She's put a few pounds on. She's healthy.
Wow.
And she's learning ballet.
What have you done with our Amy? There's no mention of drugs in that story. There's no mention of her getting married or divorced. There's no mention of rehab. There's no mention of jail, falling down. All the things we've come to expect in an Amy Winehouse story are missing.
And I'm going to say, contrary to our reputation, good for her if this is all true.
Wow. But you think she's really cleaning it up?
But cleaning it up this much, I don't know. It doesn't just, you can't just flip a switch. I'm going to do ballet.
I don't know why I'm saying it, but
it's the only voice I do.
I think they've hired an Amy Winehouse impersonator to fool the press. Today's celebrity birthday is the very funny comedian Brad Garrett. Kevin, you've seen Brad Garrett in concert a few times. Rough, right?
Oh, so funny and so offensive and so funny and offensive and funny.
51 years old today, actress Abigail Breslin. She was Little Miss Sunshine, don't you know? She's almost all grown up at 15 years old today. The beautiful Sarah Michelle Gellar. I miss Buffy the Vampire Slayer so much. She is 34. Baseball great Pete Rose turns 7th day. Oscar-winning actor Adrian Brody turns 38. And Anthony Michael Hall, probably most recently best known for The Dead Zone, but of course he was in all those John Hughes movies back in the 80s. He is 43, and that is the show. Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins from listener Jared. Guys, I could avoid the stupid royal wedding if it weren't for you two douchebags talking about it every single day and Kevin saying how much he hates it. Just shut up already, says Jared.
Sorry, you got to share my pain.
That is an actual pretty good point, is there are a lot of people who now we're just piling on with royal wedding coverage, but we can't stop thinking about how lame it is. We can't avoid it.
Right now on television where you can buy stuff for your parties.
Well, of course.
Royal wedding theme.
They have pillows.
They have pillows.
They have wall. They have wall decals.
They do.
Pim's
club. I hope your mom, Alex, is watching this so she can prepare for her big party, because I know she's having a party in San Francisco starting at 1 a.m. on the day of the wedding.
Yeah. Why don't you guys talk about it and just have my mom cover it? That way you don't have to pay attention.
That's fine.
Well, we are talking to your mom tomorrow, and I'm very excited because you know she will be mine. All right. Ralph is on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, we're taking turns filling in on the Showbiz Beat. It's producer Alex's turn this time. What's going on?
Good morning. I have the final two pairs of passes to Fast Five. They're really fast, and there's five of them. Vin Diesel's angry, and he's got a tight Hanes t-shirt on.
Yes, he does.
Please call 1-800-520-1067, and the first two callers and a chip will get to go to the advanced screening this Friday. April 15th in Burbank, and it opens Friday, April 29th everywhere. All right, Bean is very excited about the story. If I don't do this story first, I may be fired from the show.
All right.
Kevin, you're going to be just as excited when you hear what it is.
Well, okay. Breaking news from Mr. Skin.
Yes, the best person in the world ever.
Right, I'm in so
boob
far.
Boob alert. Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Easy with thank you.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston is going to be nude in Wanderlust.
Yay!
Now that's big news, right?
Is it
Jennifer Aniston naked? Yes, please.
But is it full nude or is it just fake movie nude?
No, well, she's been fake movie nude and she's posed nude a lot for Rolling Stone and other magazines where she gives you the tease, she gives you like side boob.
Right.
And we've seen her butt. So apparently the scouts at Mr. Skin saw an early screening of Wanderlust, which is Judd Apatow's new movie, and they say it stars Paul Rudd and Aniston, who find themselves on a nudist colony of sorts, and in a protest scene, Aniston bares boobs with two long enough lingering shots on her perkiness.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
You enjoy
it. I'm just saying, the bigger the star, the more you want to see them naked. That's all.
I guess, but Jennifer Aniston doesn't strike me as like the body that everybody's trying to see naked.
No, but I'm down with the big movie star showing her boobs. I'm always down for that. Okay. I mean, that's a given.
That's a good time. Tom Cruise and Axl Rose have something in common.
Nope.
I swear to God. They now have a common bond. They both use the same voice coach. Tom Cruise has enlisted the help of Axl Rose's voice coach in order to prep him for his role in the upcoming film adaptation of the hit Broadway musical, Lisa, Rock of Ages. Now, this makes me nervous. Tom Cruise now in movies makes me nervous, but now he's going to be singing, and he's supposed to be like a washed-up rock star.
And look, it's not a good show on top of it all. It's super cheesy.
Lisa just made a face like she smelled a fart. I want people to know that even our Broadway chick is not into this movie.
I am not behind this at all.
Right.
Rock of Ages, features classic rock hits from the 70s and 80s. And according to TheRap.com, Cruise is working with the coach 5 hours a day.
Oh. Wow.
Well, I don't know what kind of voice he's going to have left after that, but... The film is due to come out on June 1st, and there are rumors that Alec Baldwin is going to be signing on. And recently signed on, I think yesterday, was Russell Brand, which I think is a good fit for a movie like that. Tom Cruise, not so much.
Can't imagine wanting to go see this movie, but there must be some audience for it out there.
Well, the musical is actually very popular.
And it plays all over the country, too. It wasn't just Broadway, right? They started it in a lot of places, right?
So we'll see. See Tom Cruise in tight leather pants.
I'm not going to the movies to watch guys sing Poison songs. I just don't understand it.
I'm not watching Tom Cruise. I'm not going to watch Tom Cruise. Russell Brand, I would go.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. Tonight, tune on NBC because Will Ferrell is starting his 4-episode guest starring stint on The Office. Very excited.
Looks great.
He will play D'Angelo Vickers, a man obsessed with the American Southwest. And apparently, according to the New York Times, he's going to be even more incompetent than Steve Carell's classic character, Michael Scott. The Arcade Fire, who we love and is playing Coachella this weekend, have been known to make musical instruments out of anything that they find.
Anything they walk across, they'll play,
They use pots and pans for drums and percussive instruments, the whole thing. So apparently they were in Haiti, and they were doing an instrumental performance.
And they found a bunch of rubble?
A refugee camp.
You gotta play some rubble?
Yeah. So here's what happened. Their frontman, Wynn Butler...
Whose birthday it is today, by the way, which we've completely neglected in the showbiz beat all week long.
Well, if only you had a chance to mention that before today. He realized he needed to find a drum. So he looked around, and he says on a blog post on their website, I spotted 2 red plastic waste baskets just inside the clinic. I dumped out what was inside, flipped them over, thumped on it, sounded fine. Handed it to his bandmate, Jeremy. But it wasn't fine. Turns out the waste basket was barely, very clearly labeled biohazard medical waste. They quickly put the trash cans back inside the clinic, and he said took a body shower and hand sanitizer.
That's awesome. Play these.
I don't know. If you're at a refugee camp in Haiti, maybe bring your own drums, is what I'm saying. I don't think Haiti is going to have drums for you. I want to remind everybody that today, from noon to 10 p.m., our girlfriend Kat Von D is doing a large fundraiser for Japan. It's called Hope for Japan. And they're raising money the best way they know how, which is giving everybody tattoos. For $200, you can show up, wait in line, and you can pick, I believe there's about 10 different pieces you can choose from.
Yeah, they all designed one.
Each piece is approximately 3 inches by 3. You just show up, first come, first serve, pick your design, meet your artist, get tattooed, no substitutions or changes. So don't go down there today expecting to get, you know, grandma on your arm for your sleeve. It's not happening. It's just all Japanese tattoos. You can view all options at highvoltagetattoo.com. It's in West Hollywood on La Brea, so check it out.
It was so weird when Kat was in here a couple of days ago, and she really, I don't know if she said this on the air, but she told Kevin and me off the air, I'm terrified that nobody's going to show up, you guys.
Yes, that's why she reached out, because she thought, I don't know if people are going to come do this. Every time Kat does an event at High Voltage,
she crazy.
The cops have to come, and sit on the street.
I know, right? You guys know she's crazy, right?
I know. I love her, because she's a huge overachiever, and she doesn't think that... For some reason, I don't think she thinks people have gotten the memo that she's a tattoo artist, as if that's a secret, and like no one's going to realize that she has a shop and they're going to show up. So,
I mean, her shop is immensely popular, and it's for a tremendously good cause, and I don't see how it can miss. But yeah, noon to 10 today at High Voltage, and you should definitely go down there, and you should definitely do it. It's for a great cause.
And if you go down and you do it, tell her to stop worrying so much about people not showing up to events.
Tell her Kevin and Bean said, be quiet.
Tell her to take it easy.
Happy birthday today to comedian Brad Garrett. And Kevin, doesn't Brad Garrett take your poker money?
No.
Don't you play him, and doesn't he?
He's in one of the games that I play, but he never, ever, 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 ever takes anyone's money.
Seriously?
Yeah, no.
And he still shows up every week?
He shows up, he pays, and then he stays on the phone, and he's texting, and he's somewhere else, and we just...
Really?
Yeah, he's the worst.
He has better things to do.
We love it. We're like, oh, Brad's here, fantastic. We're going to get his money.
I don't think he's wised up to your scheme yet.
No.
Happy birthday to actor Adrian Brody, Buffy star Sarah Michelle Gellar, and UFC champ, Core, Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
I am Alex. That is your Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Alex. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of Alex, your mom is our royal wedding correspondent.
Oh, she's on duty tomorrow morning.
She is having a party that I believe is open to everyone in the Bay Area, if I'm not mistaken.
Come on down. Bring your anchor steam. You're good to go.
1 a.m. on the day of this stupid wedding that we're not supposed to talk about anymore. So we're going to talk to her. We have Movie Beat because it's Friday. We have David Marchese?
Sure.
Marchez?
Yep.
Marchese. Mm-hmm. It's one of those four. He is an associate editor at Spin talking about Coachella. Speaking of which, we also have Coachella tickets. Your final chances to win are the 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., and 9 a.m. hours tomorrow morning.
Could you make it more convenient times?
No. So in those hours, we're going to give away the final pairs of tickets for Coachella as it does begin tomorrow. So we're really kind of running out of time. So tune in. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.